Islanders were stretched to the limit by Little Harare City, but still retained their Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield after a 4-2 penalty shootout win over the Sunshine City Boys at Barberfield Stadium yesterday. The two teams had settled for a goalless draw in regulation time, and with the tournament having no provision for extra time, the referee ordered penalty shootouts. Highlanders coach Errol Agbai was excited by the win and says although they won by penalties, a win is a win.
Yes, of course. If you win, it's always good. And today was the final. A final win is much better, of course. Win is a win. Ah, so be it today.
However, there are others who in fact believe that it is the Sunshine City Boys who should have won the match after creating countless chances in both the halves but failed to convert them. Harare City coach Moses Chunga strongly feels that they should have won the game but says this is a game of football and they should accept what happened.
Unfortunately, that's the name of the game. I think we did everything. We should have buried the game in the first 90 minutes.
For Chunga and his boys, they were not disgraced and will take home a cool $8,000. With $12,000 in their pockets and the ZNA Charity Shield in their cabinet, Boso will now turn their attention to their rescheduled Castle Lager Premier Soccer League fixture against Triangle Wednesday. The Bulawayo Giants are now 3 points behind FC Platinum, who won their match 1-0 at Chicken Inn Saturday. However, kugona kunenge kudada coach Norman Mapeza is refusing to accept that they are among the favorites for the title.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, the most important thing is to us to keep on collecting maximum points. Then we see how it happens coming into the season. That's the most important thing. The games are going to come thick and fast. You know, we never had the rest. So my goal is to give these guys a rest now, maybe for 2 days. Then we just need to keep working hard. That's the most important thing.
Now to rugby. The Zimbabwe national team are out of the race for the 2016 Africa Cup after suffering another home defeat, this time to Little Uganda 27-34 at the Police Rugby Grounds over the weekend. Although the Sables still have a game to play against Namibia, veteran player Fortune Chipendu admits the Sables are down and out.
Yeah, it's still up on a tight position. I think even if we beat Namibia, I think we'll be still out because we'll be beaten by goal aggregate or points difference because we lost heavily against Kenya.
The defeat means the Sables have been relegated from the Elite Africa Cup Division 1 and are also out of the qualifiers for the 2019 World Cup Finals to be held in Japan. The World Cup qualifiers, which will begin later next year, are reserved for those teams in the Africa Cup Division 1A. This is the first time in 36 years that Zimbabwe, who represented Africa at the 1987 and 1991 World Cup finals, will not be involved in World Cup qualifiers. However, critics have pointed out that the problem with the Sables is just the same as that of cricket's chevrons. They were and have been resistant to replace aging and underperforming players when there was still time to do it. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.